Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square at Pensacola Business Radio. And I have two, I'm going to call you characters. I got two pretty cool characters in the studio here with me today. I've got Mr. Bob Pitts. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Willow Bend Mortgage.
Yes.
All right. And then I've got Mr. Steve Cox, and we're just, you got the jack of all trades and master of most of them, aren't you?
We try.
So I met you two gents at the Senior Voices Alliance that the Sharon and the Chamber had put on, because I went to go pick up my Senior Voices toolkit. And so here you are now, because there's a lot of things that you guys do, whether it has the relation to seniors or not, that people need to know about. Fair enough?
Yeah,
fair.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why don't you kick it off then? Because you're doing, and I don't own a house anymore, so I don't even familiarize myself with that word, mortgage, let alone reverse. But there's new things that are happening now.
Well, exactly. And I think that the public lacks a lot of education on a lot of different topics. And as you get older, I'm 72, as you get into your 70s, believe it or not, a lot of questions start coming to you that you've not wondered about in years and years, didn't think it would affect you. Then all of a sudden you turn around and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm a senior, and things are going to really change the next 15 to 20 years of my life. And yet I know little about what's out there for me as an education. So I grabbed Steve Cox, who is a jack of all trades on all kinds of educational topics. And we go out and do educational seminars, and the Senior Voices was one that we had a booth at and attended, and we just enjoy educating the public.
Yeah,
it's more of the more you know, the more comfortable you are in making decisions. So that's kind of our approach.
And I think you find there's a lot that they don't know, like you said. I mean, every day, isn't there?
They're mostly misinformed. They've heard this about a reverse mortgage, or this about an annuity, or this about a particular life insurance policy, and or somebody told them something bad about one or the other. And getting to a professional today, because things and products and offerings change on a day-to-day basis, getting with somebody that's a professional that works in that particular topic day-to-day and getting today's updates on what's there and what's out there for people is just super important.
Okay, so what is there and what is out there, and what do I need to know for the next maybe time I buy a house, but for those that are buying a house or have a house?
Well, things have changed because at the age of 62, people can qualify for what we refer to as a reverse mortgage and eliminate having a house payment in their retirement years. Back in World War II, when the veterans came back in 1945, they got a 30-year mortgage, and by 1975, they had their mortgages paid off, and they thought they were done. Then all of a sudden, they had financial needs and needed a home equity line of credit on their house, and it just kind of continued that way. And so things have changed. So today, when a gentleman gets 55 years old, if he would do a 15-year mortgage instead of a 30-year mortgage, when he turns 62, he could eliminate his house payment totally with a reverse mortgage and never make a house payment the rest of his life, whereas before that wasn't possible. So that's just an example of, even though you're not 62 yet, you could start making plans early about what type of mortgage you would want in order to not have a mortgage when you retire or when you're a senior.
Right. So is it a difficult process?
No, it's very easy. Reverse mortgages started in 1975 with Ronald Reagan's administration. And it was designed so that a senior with limited income could actually get equity out of their home. A lot of the people had to qualify with income and debt-to-income ratios on regular mortgages. Mm-hmm. And the seniors didn't qualify because they were living on Social Security and limited income.
Sure.
So it is a senior design program to help seniors have access to the equity in their homes, and also to eliminate an existing mortgage, or they can actually get a monthly amount from their equity, or they can actually buy a home, like I did 5 years ago, and never have a house payment.
Right. And it uses different, mortgage companies to, how does that work? Like, do you represent a certain company that buys, or do you represent lots of potential mortgage companies, and then you find the right fit.
Exactly. There's a particular company like, let's say, AAG, which was Fred Thompson's mm-hmm. company before he passed away. They actually buy mortgages that people like myself originate. Fonzie's company, First Reverse. There's a lot of reverse mortgage companies out there that purchase these reverse mortgage loans and resell them to investors like life insurance companies and people like that. But the program is so managed by FHA that almost every program with every lender is almost identical because it's put together specifically for a senior need.
Sure.
There's not much variable in what you do. It's the customer service, having a face-to-face, having somebody to talk to that does it every day.
Yeah.
Is more important than a 1-800 phone call.
Yeah. And to speak to a real person, not a machine.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd be kind of nice, right?
You bet.
So when you gentlemen hit the road, I guess for lack of a better term, and you're out there, what else is coming up? I mean, what do you find in whether it's the senior group or not, but just what are you guys seeing in the industries that you work in?
Well, for me, I think that there's so many choices with people have that have their homes paid for. Are they downsizing or moving, or they've had changes in their family situation, that there's so many choices out there that would really change their life. I have ladies where the husbands have passed away. They're only getting $800 a month Social Security. The house payment is $1,200 a month. They're three payments behind. They're about to lose their home. But yet a reverse mortgage can pay off that mortgage and she can have a home the rest of her life.
Right.
So there's just things out there that are very, very important for people to know. And it's a real challenge of trying to reach everybody. And this is a great program right here that everybody that's listening has a relative or somebody they know that's over 62.
Yeah.
That needs to know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. Which is what got me into coming to the Senior Voices thing, because I spent last summer with my dad moving my grandparents from their condo into assisted living. And luckily, my dad, who practices law, had a pretty good insight on what he was walking into. For me, it was this like, you know, just a really weird experience and those things. And then you start thinking about that kind of stuff for my dad or my mom. And you get to these points of there's a lot of questions to be asked that you don't even know you need to ask.
Right. And we do a lot of education programs to where real estate agents can get a continuing education credit in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee to really understand the program as to how they can help a senior when real estate's involved. Your situation was with your grandparents is actually if they had picked a retirement village where you could actually purchase a home instead of leasing a home, mm-hmm. they could have purchased a home with a reverse mortgage and lived there free versus paying $2,000 or $3,000 a month to lease a unit.
Right.
So a realtor gets educated on those particular things, and that's where they are very, very important when reverse mortgages come around. House values, downsizing, selling, rebuying, realtors are very important to reverses.
And them being educated on it, I guess, is not necessarily second nature.
No.
Yeah.
It takes a 3-hour continuing education course that covers everything from equity lines to how to purchase a home, how much down payment, advantages, the whole thing.
I'm just calling you because all those words sound Greek to me, man. They really do. And then you get the 300-page contract, you know, that you just sign here. And you know, so I get lost. But
yeah, exactly. And that's why you need a face-to-face
yeah.
or a voice-to-voice, because it's not that it's a bad program and it's not that it's difficult to understand. It just needs to be customized for the right purpose, for the right person.
Yeah.
Bob's helped me understand with reverse mortgages, Keith, that it's a great fit for the right situation. And I tell my clients when I sit down and do estate planning with them, I said, this is not something I recommend you do. It's something I recommend you learn about.
Right.
So that you have the knowledge to make a good decision on what you do day to day. And I'll give you an example. And I'm sure everyone's seen the same thing if they have a family. When your parents retire or you retire, your earned income goes down normally because you don't have that paycheck anymore. You're relying on what you saved, what maybe you have rental property or whatever you mm-hmm. have, your Social Security.
Or what's left in the stock market.
Or what's left in the stock market. So saying that to say this, generally speaking, what I see with my clients is when they retire, their income goes down. Sometimes they retire prematurely because of illness. They have the ability to do a reverse mortgage, and now they're not obligated to make that $3,000 a month mortgage payment anymore, and it frees that money up to be able to buy the assisted living in the home, to buy those medications that are outside in the donut hole for your Social Security. And I have people tell me, I don't want to do a reverse mortgage because I want my children to inherit the house. And I tell them, you have a mortgage now. If you passed away today, they're going to inherit the house with the mortgage.
Right.
If you do a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make the payment anymore, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
So you can continue to make whatever payment you want. You're just not obligated to do it.
Right.
Take the money that you're not paying and buy life insurance on you, which will buy a lot more cash.
Sure.
And then when you pass away, your children can inherit that life insurance tax-free and pay the mortgage off and have it the home without the mortgage.
Right.
So there's a lot of technique in sitting down with someone, doing financial planning, helping them reposition their income, their outgo, and make their life a little better financially. They don't have to struggle. They don't have to do without their medication because they can't afford it, if we can reposition them and help them understand what's available.
And then keep everybody else's hands out of your business when you're not here anymore, because it gets, I've learned that it gets a little iffy. And if you're not set up, well, then you just might as well give up, because it all goes to other places that I never knew existed until somebody died.
Well, if you watch the news this morning, you'll see that it's been reported that the singer Prince died without a will.
Yeah.
Now what happens?
A lot of stuff that I'm sure a whole bunch of people are not comfortable with.
Let me tell you, there are states that are tied up in probate for years and years and years because the person, while living, did not put proper documentation in place, and it can be very inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's like a person that owns property in five states and they pass away without a trust. There's five probates because the probate's in each state for each property.
Yeah.
Very simple information. A proper trust setup would eliminate that, because the trust eliminates the probate. A lot of free information that Bob and I bring to folks on a free time, because if we find business for you and we're able to help you get the things that you need, our companies pay us. You never have to pay us anything at all. We give our information for free, and it certainly repositions people's financial futures.
Where do you guys do these classes at?
Well, actually, we do them in real estate boards. I travel the five states and teach at the board of realtors in each one of those towns, like Slidell, New Orleans, Shreveport, places like that. I've taught in Pensacola, Panama City, little town in Florence, Alabama, which is almost to Tennessee, moonshine country.
Mm-hmm. I see the smile on his face. He might stay that one a little longer.
So it's kind of an invitation basis. They invite me to come and teach. And,
sure.
We give them a free class, and the realtors are excited because they don't really know how to use the program to sell houses. And part of the class, I said, what you're going to learn in this class is how to sell a house that doesn't have a house payment. And believe me, if you don't think you can sell a house without a house payment, you might get into radio or something.
Yeah, right.
You're in the wrong career field. So it's really a dynamic education piece for them.
Yeah.
But they become a reverse mortgage specialist, and we certify them through my national nonprofit, and they can use that in their advertising and marketing to make them stand out to seniors.
Sure.
So if a senior sees a realtor advertisement or a listing and it says they're a reverse mortgage specialist, that's what it's all about, is they know how the program works and how it affects real estate.
Yeah. So when's your next class here in Pensacola?
Haven't been invited. I want to do one at the board here in Pensacola. I've had requested it for several years. So next week I'll be tripping on down there to talk to the education director about hosting our class. Doesn't cost them anything. Doesn't cost the agents anything.
Yeah.
But it's a great education piece for every real estate agent in the
board. That was going to be my next question. Would you do it for individual real estate teams, or is this something that you need to do a large class at a time?
Oh, no. It's, to me, more the better, because you're getting more education to people. But no, I've done the same class at the individual real estate offices, whether it be Remax or Keller Williams or whoever, or Diamond, or all those all they have to do is call me, and I'll set up a class for them. So it's that easy.
What's the number to call you?
They can call me at 251-284-2621. That's 251-284-2621. Easiest way is to email me, and that's Robert, like Robert, dot, and it's Pitts, P-I-T-T-S, as in Pittsburgh. I get called a lot of things. I get called poops, pots, you know, Pitts. Mm-hmm. But it's robert.pitts at GulfTel, that's GulfTel.com. So robert.pitts at GulfTel.com. You can always get me because that's my email. But if any real estate agent is out there and is interested in learning more about reverse mortgages and how to sell a house that does not have a house payment, mm-hmm. Just email me and we'll get together and get your people educated.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Also, Keith, like for everyone to know that we do make house calls.
Yeah.
We set up an appointment, come in and sit down in your living room with you if that's what you like to do, and answer all your questions. We tell you all the questions you should be asking if you don't know them.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's the educational part of our programs is to help you understand probate avoidance, reverse mortgages, life insurance, and different houses that can pay while you're still alive. The different reasons that person gets our product is to protect their financial futures. And we all have one. We all have a financial future. And if you don't protect it, you can get in a lot of trouble. There are people losing their homes every day.
This education is not a one-time stop educational event. Sometimes we spend two or three sessions with somebody to where they feel very comfortable about what they're doing instead of trying to throw so much information at them. A lot of times we have the children there. They're involved. So it's a whole family educational event.
Well, and I can imagine it takes a minute to sort of digest it all.
Sometimes
more than one visit.
Right? Yeah.
We don't push anybody. We're not selling. We're helping you buy.
Right. So I want to know what number or email do I send it to for my next moonshine request when you're up there in Florence. I've driven through there. So I am very aware.
Yeah, yeah. This is a great little town up there, so we don't want to say anything bad about it. They're great people.
No, I truly do enjoy moonshine.
But I used to, as I went up there last week, I kept seeing this big sign that says Brown's Ferry, next exit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, I said, this is so great. You got a ferry running across the Tennessee River. You got moonshine. I mean, what else do you need in Florence, Alabama?
I know. That's a TV show in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. They said, well, we really would like to move further away. And I went, well, why is that? And they said, well, Brown's Ferry is a nuclear power plant and we're in the kill zone. So I said, well, okay, well, so much for that. I'll teach further south then.
That might be a hard place to sell a house with a house payment.
Exactly.
Well, your challenge might be accepted.
We have some relocating people looking to move to Pensacola. So I think that's a good thing.
So are you based here in Pensacola or you're close, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in Foley, Alabama, where moonshine's a lot cheaper there than in Pensacola. I'm in the middle of Foley, but I travel all five states, so it's kind of a headquarters. My wife loves shopping over here in Pensacola, which, you know, I didn't bring her this time. It's cheaper not to bring her. Thank you very much. But
you know she's listening too, so.
Oh, I know.
I hope you're going to take her something home.
She's a redhead, and I'm in big trouble.
And then, Steve, you're here locally, are you correct?
Yes, 64 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell
at
all.
You don't even have an accent, so I think he's fantastic, you know.
Where's your office and stuff, or are you mobile for the most part?
Well, we have an office on 10 Mile Road that is a regional office. I'm really considered an independent agent, so I have a part of my home set up as an office,
mm-hmm.
which is very convenient for me. I can get up and get started whenever I want.
I know. I have that luxury, too, and sometimes I hate it because you don't want to have to look at work when you want to be lazy and it's in the next room. Yeah, it doesn't work.
And make sure your camera's turned off on your laptop and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I travel the lower southern states myself. Mm-hmm. I have clients in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Tallahassee, Tampa. Most of my clients are local here. I've been here most all of my life. I've moved off several times, but
you got sucked back in, didn't you?
It just draws me right back.
It's not a hard thing to do.
Well, when you got a lot of friends and family, it makes a big difference. I went to the north coast of Alaska in 1980 and worked on the Alaskan pipeline at Prudhoe Bay, and every day was a lonely day.
I'm sure. You and the wolves, huh?
Yeah, polar bears.
What inspired you to go live in frozen tundra and work on oil pipelines?
Well, honestly, to the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went from owing people every day to making more than anybody I've ever known instantly. But you're 24/7 on the job. You sleep standing up. It's a difficult life. And in the wintertime,
wolf bait.
polar bear bait. Polar bear. Yeah. I saw a lot of polar bear there. There's one day on the North Coast. There's one day of dark, one day night, one day dark. Mm-hmm. They're 6 months long.
Yeah.
So in the wintertime, it's jet black.
In the summertime,
the sun never sets.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes are as big as horses.
Wow.
Messes with your psyche a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. It's a learning curve, but the money was huge.
Yeah. Probably so that you could afford a therapy when you were done.
But if you're going up there, you need to be young. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, I traveled to Canada when I was young, and one of the weirdest things was the sun. We were up in Banff and Jasper, and sun didn't set till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And even then, you only had about an hour of what was really dusk. It wasn't even dark. So the moonshine curve got a little bigger. So, yeah. Well, do you guys have websites that we can send people to if they need to get any other information? Or you guys are all...
Mine's good. I got a good website on my nonprofit. It's WHA. That stands for Workforce Housing Alliance. And that's a -US, United States, .org. So WHA-US.org. When you open up the website, you'll see that there are divisions for first-time homebuyers, for seniors, for veterans, also for real estate agents and realtors. There's a lot of education on that website, and our contact information on how to get to us is there also.
Sure.
That's just a good place for people to go to start if they're just looking for general information.
But it sounds to me like there really is a division between your first house buying experience, your second, your third, and all the way up to you get to a reverse mortgage point, where there's just so much to this process.
Well, and if you get the right guidance with your first home, because people, the millennials that are out there today, can actually get 100% financing with some loan programs on some houses in some areas, live there a couple of years, move out, turn it into a rental, buy them another home, and do that for a few years and end up with 2 or 3 rental properties when they get ready to retire later in life. But they've got to have that education piece in the beginning as to what happens. Most people today move every 5 to 7 years in their homes. So if they're doing 30-year mortgages and paying interest only, when they try to sell, they don't have enough equity to move that house on. So it's things about what your plans are in the future, even though you're just a millennial, to work toward where you're going to be in 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, and they're not classes that are offered in school or college, I can tell you that.
No.
It's somewhat difficult to post what we do because – there's no one size fits all. Everybody's an individual.
Yeah.
Everybody qualifies differently. Even though the programs are similar, the circumstances are never the same. Plus, when a person does not have an education on the verbiage and terminology that we use, they look at that and they say, I don't think that's for me.
They do what I did, where I'm like, I'm just going to call you, you know?
A good friend of mine said that there's 3 people you need to know. That's the Lord, your preacher, and your insurance agent.
that's a pretty good start, I would say.
Exactly.
Well, we all live in this same world, and we live in a very litigious society. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to have things to protect yourself and be able to reposition yourself because of the education and knowledge that you've gotten, you need to get it from someone. One of the things that everyone needs to know is that there's free information.
Yeah,
you don't have to hire somebody to get the education that we offer. That's one question that you should always ask when you're talking to someone about any type of financials. How do you get paid?
Yeah.
You have the right to ask that. You also have the right to say, okay, let's give you an example. Let's say you buy car insurance and you go down here to brand X and you buy your car insurance. One of the things you should do is tell that person, get your claims department on the phone for me. Let's see how easy it is to talk to somebody about a claim.
Right.
If you're on the phone for 45 minutes to an hour listening to elevator music, you might not want to buy your insurance with that company, because if you have a claim, the reason you buy it is because you may have a claim.
Right.
If you do have a claim and you can't get in touch with somebody, I've recently experienced that, 45-minute longer waits just to talk to the wrong person,
mm-hmm.
Have your agent.
Or a claims department that didn't even exist.
Well, we've got laws in our land that kind of force people to have those things in place. You can't be. And insurance companies are rated. They're rated A plus, mm-hmm. A+, A-. And then there's domiciled companies that are domiciled in the state and ones that are not.
Yeah.
It's highly regulated, but you need to know the quality of the insurance company you're dealing with. You need to make sure your agent gets, just have him call the claims yeah. department to see if they're easy to reach. You don't want to have a kitchen fire and 4 months later you're still having trouble getting the claim taken care of. Mm-hmm. And most major carriers are pretty quick to take care of it, but there are circumstances out there where you think you're covered and you're not.
Mm-hmm. When he starts explaining that scenario, I keep thinking, you remember the old MasterCard commercial where the lady'd call and it was the guy in Russia?
Oh, exactly.
And he was like, claims department, and then she'd ask for something else, and he'd, yeah, hold on, and the same guy come back and be like, yes, housewares.
Right, or just a machine there.
Yeah, talking. It just keeps rotating your
Very
around,
entertaining so. Commercial.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's true in some respects. Most major carriers, you don't have issues, but do your due diligence, do your homework, be informed, be prepared, yep. and it makes life much better.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, or have someone read it for you. You know, if you don't understand the terminology, say, well, what does that word mean? It's like, do you want your contract to be an aleatory contract or one of adhesion?
Right.
Well, explain to me that what those words mean, mm-hmm. and now I can decide what I want. And so you don't know to ask those questions. So when we're dealing with realtors, you're dealing with insurance agents of any kind, ask them this question. What questions should I be asking you?
Yeah, right. I completely get it.
And it'll help you a long ways down the road.
Mm-hmm.
During the seminar with the Senior Voices, in most of the seminars we do, I get amused by how many seniors walk by and see the reverse mortgage tent card on the table, and mm-hmm. they go, oh no, I don't need that. What they really need is education about it.
Yeah.
Instead of having such a negative about it that they walk by what could be a life-changing opportunity for them. There's been some recent changes lately that's changed the program. So if we just walked out on the sidewalk today and found us a senior over 62 and said, what do you think about reverse mortgages? First thing they're going to say is, oh, that's the worst program in the world. I heard that was terrible. I had a friend of mine that lost their home, and I mean, there's just all kinds of negativity about it. But the things that they're talking about is, in the old days, both the borrowers had to be 62 years old to be in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And if the 62-year-old borrower or above died, the wife either had to buy the house or sell the house. So it made the wives homeless. So when people say, well, I did a reverse mortgage and we lost our home, that was the event that happened.
Right.
Well, FHA took over management of the program about 4 years ago. The first thing they did is change it to say that only one borrower had to be 62. The other borrower could be as young as 18 years old. So it made this huge rush into bars where these 62-year-old guys were going in there and picking up young ladies that were younger than them, saying, how would you like to have a...
These are his moonshine stories, I can tell.
How'd you like to have a house the rest of your life and never have a house payment? All you got to do is marry me. We'll do a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they changed that. So that was a bad thing that people thought was happening before. And then also they established what we call a line of credit, to where somebody doesn't have to take their money today. They can leave it in the reverse mortgage, and it'll grow with today's rates over 5% a year. So if you had a $200,000 house and you had a $100,000 line of credit, that line of credit would go up over $5,000 a year until the point to where you did need it.
Sure.
So it's like a financial tool today. It's not restrictive. They said, well, if I do a reverse mortgage, my kids or my heirs can't have the house. And that's not true. Just like Steve explained earlier,
yeah.
A mortgage is a mortgage. But if you had a line of credit, and let's say you didn't need the money, and you only used $10,000 out of it, the heirs or the kids, whoever you leave the house to, can actually buy that house for the lesser of the loan balance,
sure.
or the appraisal.
Yeah.
So if you set up your $100,000 line of credit, you only used $5,000, then your kids can actually buy the house back from the estate for $5,000. So it's been some good changes.
Yeah.
If you took an example, let's say that a person is paying $1,000 a month, which is not unheard of, and they're eligible for the reverse mortgage. They do the reverse mortgage. Now they don't have to pay that $1,000 a month anymore, but there's still a mortgage on the house. It sits there as long as one of the spouses is still alive, mm-hmm. and living in the house. It sits there like that. And we tell, look, instead of paying $1,000 a month on the mortgage, let's do a reverse mortgage. Let's take $250 a month and buy life insurance on you, which will pay out tax-free. When you pass away, your kids can take that money from the life insurance mm-hmm. and pay off the mortgage mm-hmm. and get the house for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good plan.
You got your money working for you.
Absolutely. And it's all about knowledge and education. Call someone that knows, because most people have not educated themselves into what we do.
Well, and some people may not even know to call someone who knows. Like, that's just not an idea that you just pull out of the clouds one day and say, oh, you know, I should do that. I mean, you kind of have to know somebody who turned you on to the idea to begin with, you know? I mean, I don't know enough of the language in a mortgage, let alone a life insurance policy, to be able to put two and two together like that, and would never have known what you just said unless you had just said it.
Which brings us to the point why we have this session.
Yeah, absolutely.
This recording. It's to bring that knowledge out to people. You do need to ask, and we know the questions you need to ask. So call us. We'll make appointments, sit down with you. It's free, never an obligation. We'll give you the information.
Might even bring a little moonshine.
That's Bob's department.
Well, and Steve, give them your email address so they'll have it too.
Sure. It's sjmc125@bellsouth.net. That's sjmc125@bellsouth.net. And my cell phone number is 850-982-1625. And if I'm awake, I answer.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, and you're in the Senior Voices Toolkit. So those right. that here in town, those are still, Sharon still has a lot of them. You didn't have to go to the event to get one, but there's a lot of other useful information in there that you've partook in and published
yes.
and wrote and expanded on the genius that is your world. Cause honestly, mortgage. So you say mortgage to me or life insurance to me, and I'm already bored. But now when you're telling me, oh, I can make some money off of it, it changes the entire concept, doesn't it?
Well, what'll occur for you is if anything happened to your parents and all of a sudden, or let's just say they got ill and you're going to have to take care of them, you're going to be really looking for education mm-hmm. because you don't have a clue.
There's a whole reason I went.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But so more and more people your age are really becoming interested in wanting to know, gosh, I might need to make some life changes myself early so I can be prepared for what may happen later. And mm-hmm. I think that's super important. But Steve is an exception to the rule. A lot of people in his industry are not up to date on reverse mortgages. They've got that old, it's a bad program attitude about it. So people are very fortunate to do business with Steve because he's got the best of all the worlds and up-to-date knowledge on all of it.
Thank you, Bob. One of the things that Bob has taught me since we've been working together is to keep things very simple. And the reverse mortgage is very simple in respects of you have a conventional mortgage that you have to make a payment on.
Mm-hmm.
You have a reverse mortgage, you do not have to make the payment. You can. You can pay more or less than you were paying. Mm-hmm. You can skip a month.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of choices there. The home is still yours. It still goes to your heirs. The government does not want to take your home away from you. They just want the money. They don't want the home. Because if they take the home, they're going to short sell it and they're going to lose money. They want mm-hmm. somebody to pay for that
sure.
debt. So you the only difference really between the reverse and the conventional mortgage is conventional, you have to make your mortgage payment. The reverse, you do not have to make it. You're not losing your home. You don't give it up. They got new guidelines, new rules, as Bob explained. And education is key.
Yeah.
I did a class last year for the hospice group here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hospice volunteers in Pensacola area because they're some of the first people that know that there's a change in that family.
Yeah.
It may not happen today or tomorrow or a year, but they're aware that there's going to be some financial situations. And my education to them was, hey, you need to, anytime you know there's an event, you need to know where to go for education
sure.
to help that family, not just with medicines and that end of it, but actually recommend to somebody that can come in and help them with their financial situation.
Yeah, I could see that. Any form of the aftercare or caregiving companies that are here in town. Yeah, you're right. They're already closely related in the sense that they're there, that you notice those changes in that environment pretty quick.
And there's a lot of the at-home care companies that were at the seminar also that we had. And Their simple plan is to come in and visit with the family, come up with a plan that works for them and a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the cost may be offset with a reverse mortgage where the kids don't have to pay for it, yeah, or other people. And it's everybody in the industry, whether at home care or any type of business that's with the Senior Voices, knows where to go. And we interchange education information all the time.
Very neat. So I know Sharon still has a bunch of those at the chamber if anybody is interested. Are they being distributed anywhere else? Are you guys aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, Keith. I don't know if you, did you get one of them?
I have one, yeah.
Yeah, that you mentioned earlier that.
I left it at home. I left it at my mom's house on the counter. She got a little freaked out, but she was happy that I was actually doing
this.
It's
a resource. It's a great resource.
It is a great resource.
These are the what Bob and I published. These are questions you should ask. There's 19 of them on page 36, and then the next page or two is Bob talks about the reverse mortgages.
And how it's changed and stuff, yeah.
It does, and we go to school on a regular basis to keep ourselves educated, sure, on it so that we can keep you from making a mistake. That's it's anybody can do a lot of things, but not everybody can do it without making a mistake.
Yeah.
That's where we come in. We bring that updated education to the table. We'll meet with anyone privately. In our office, in their home, in a public restaurant, whatever's convenient. We love to get out and go.
Yeah.
Keeps their wives from making us do stuff at home.
Well, I've got having to buy more gifts.
Exactly. I've got the tip of the day, and I usually try to do one for seniors. And the one today is to have a home warranty. Mm-hmm. And the way those work, you're not old enough to have one yet, but
I don't have a home either.
There
so
you go.
Okay.
So I know you got a nice trailer out back.
That's not mine.
Oh, okay.
That's some other guy's.
That's your old band, I guess. The band head. But in any case, the home warranty works like this, is that it covers all the appliances in your home and most of the things that work, such as garage doors, mm-hmm, ice makers, and all that. Well, when a senior gets on limited income, say $800 a month, mm-hmm, or something like that, just the minimum service call today for service companies is $100, and then the cost of labor and the materials and things like that.
Sure.
With a home warranty, which runs about $400 a year on a house, you pay a minimum deductible when the, mm-hmm, serviceman shows up, mm-hmm, sometimes $75 or $100, and they repair or replace it. I talked to a senior the other day, and her air conditioner cratered, and the cost of replacing her air conditioner was $4,500. Had she had a home warranty, mm-hmm, it would have cost her $100.
Yeah.
So it's getting that education out about, so there's companies like American Home Shield, Warren Tech. There's a lot of home warranty companies. So yeah, for a senior, once you get on limited income, that's just one of the insurances that you need to be. And it's at any age. So you can buy a home warranty. Even if you're going to sell your house, you can buy a home warranty. And it protects your house during the selling period.
Sure.
So if you have a breakage while you're trying to sell it, it covers that too. And then the new buyer picks up whatever's left on that insurance policy.
Yeah.
So we've got that information, and we'll be happy to give it out. But anybody that has a home needs to have that, because I am thousands and thousands of dollars ahead on what they've paid and replaced. Had an ice maker that kept cratering, and they kept coming and fix it. And about the third visit, they said, you know, this is a bad brand ice maker. We're going to bring you a brand new one without any cost to you at all. So it's a tremendous thing to have.
Those are the two most important things in my house, is an air conditioner and an ice maker.
Keith, can we jump subjects for just a moment?
Absolutely.
I'd like to talk about identity theft. It's sure, the number one crime in America. We get information saying that every 6 seconds an American has their identity compromised. We hear reports that every 4 seconds that an American has their identity compromised. I had a client that had was born with money and, mm-hmm, had always paid cash. And finally, one day she went to get a vehicle, and they talked her into financing. And he said, "Lady, we can't sell you a wheelbarrow. You've got the worst credit in the world." So she found out that this lady in South Florida has been using her information for credit for 10 years and had,
wow,
had out thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, and just dumped them on her. And you know, her credit's ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Her life's not ruined. But a lot of us weren't born with money, so we could be devastated. And, mm-hmm, and we've got reports where, on average, it can take up to
the rest of your lifetime to get any of that cleared up.
800 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The number one crime we get reports on now is the medical information, the MIB, Medical mm-hmm. Information Bureau. If something goes in there, you can't go in there and call them up and get that out. It takes an attorney or some power mm-hmm. from the Lord to go in there and get that cleaned up on your medical information.
Right.
Let's say somebody goes in and uses your personal information, is tested for HIV or AIDS. That goes in on you. And then you go to get insurance or a job or apply for a credit or something. They say, well, you got HIV and mm-hmm. you're MIB. We can't do it. I'm not saying that that's what happens, but there's a lot of things that can go wrong and you can't fix it. So identity theft is the number one cybercrime in America. And there are companies out there that offer a product that protects you from
right.
being in a position that you have to fix it. Now, no one can stop you from being attacked.
Right.
No one can stop you from being a victim.
But we can make the mess, cleaning up the mess a lot quicker.
We can clean up the mess really quick if you have the proper products. And for less than a dollar a day, you can have the strongest forensic investigative company in the world take care of that for you. And if you are a victim, they fix it at no charge. So it is a big deal. Anyone that has a Social Security number, a driver's license number, mm-hmm. that has seen a doctor in the United States, you're subject to be a victim, and we do have plans in place that will keep you from having bad days.
Yeah. So three pretty important things here in life that, again, they don't have for school or college. That there was, you know, you don't get the balancing the checkbook class. You don't get any of this information in a general sort of education package until you go to a Senior Voices kind of thing, or until you need it, I guess. But so much of it to me, I'm thinking back, if I had some of this information when I was 19 or 20, things could be a little, we might be having this interview on a bigger boat.
Oh, exactly.
And not some other dude's trailer in the back.
Well, if Steve quits bailing, we're really still in trouble. We're thinking about getting him a number 10 wash can to bail with. It is getting deep.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I want to thank both you gentlemen for coming in today.
Thank you.
And we're going to repost all of the links and stuff to the company and phone numbers and all that, so people will be able to find you back on our site and stuff.
That'd be great.
You guys can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us at our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thank you both gentlemen for coming in this afternoon. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.